G'day everyone, I'm here with the B-grade coach for 2015 for the Tiger Nets, Sharon Waller, who's come back to the club this year. Shaz, how are you going?
Great, how are you?
Everyone's
doing well.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, mate. Just wanted to get a bit of an insight of your first month back into the club and how the girls went on Sunday. How's your time been, like with the last few weeks, getting back into the groove of things? Yeah, definitely. I'm sure there was had a chat to Jen, and the girls had plenty of time to get plenty of match practice and whatnot and get a lot out of it. So you must be pleased with that aspect.
Yeah, definitely. We've got the match against the Pines next Tuesday night for the B and C grade girls. So hopefully that'll be probably our best chance to see where we'll be sitting for the latter of the season.
Yeah, definitely. That's news to the competition this year. The Pines actually aren't fielding an A-grade side, are they? So they'll be a full-strength B-grade side, you would imagine?
Yeah, I would say so. So, yeah, that would be... It's going to be a tough competition against them first up, but like I said, it'll be good to see how we'll be going for the rest of the season just from that game.
Yeah, good point. Back to Sunday, did you have a few standouts that sort of caught your eye or anything in particular that you like from the aspect of the girls?
Yeah, with the A and B grade girls playing together, obviously I haven't seen a lot of the A grade girls playing, but I thought they did really well. And, Chelsea's always a standout for me. She can play in any position, so she did really well. Jenna was coaching as well as playing, so that was fantastic. And a lot, I'd say, with the B grade girls, I was really happy with all of their performances. So, I can't wait to start the season off.
Yeah, good point. One in particular, like I haven't seen any photos uploaded on social media yet, but Laura Cam, has that black eye come out or that she copped during the game?
Yes, I have seen a picture and she's got a bit of a black eye, so hopefully that will be fixed soon. But yeah, it's not as bad as what we thought it might be, and especially after she got a second hit to the face in the second to last game. So I thought it would be a lot worse than it is, but still, it's a black eye. It's not something you really
want to
be sporting.
Was that got hit in the face, or did she headbutt the ball?
Well, I thought she got elbowed to the face.
Okay.
But I don't know. I couldn't see around the other side. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was an elbow.
Yeah, I think the first one might have been an elbow, but I think the second one, she sort of headbutted the ball, so it was pretty...
Oh, yeah, the second one was definitely the ball hit her.
How did you think about how the girls went playing outdoors? Looked like they hadn't played outdoors for a while.
No, they haven't been playing outdoors, and I think it was very interesting for them. Like, most of them got burnt, and they're not used to the heat and stuff being outdoors. But and the wind played a massive part in, I think, the goaling percentages for the girls.
Yeah, fantastic. I think you make some great points. Definitely a lot of positives come out from the day. And no doubt the exciting season awaits. So, Shaz, thanks for taking the time for having a quick chat. Appreciate it and look forward to seeing the girls in action next Tuesday night.
Yep, can't wait. I hope we come out with two wins.
Yeah, terrific. All right, thanks, mate. Good chatting.
Thank you.